Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. And salam Malaysia Madani. Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, let me begin by congratulating you, Mr. President, on Indonesia's assumption of the second presidency for the 2024 session of the Conference on Disarmament. I assure you with of Malaysia's full support and cooperation in steering the work of this conference. Our gathering today takes place in the midst of rising geopolitical tensions and unimaginable human sufferings, with wars and conflicts continuing to spread in regions around the world. International peace and security are under threat as relations between major powers are at all times low. Since its establishment, this August body has been the only multilateral disarmament negotiating forum of the international community. However, the inability of CD member states to agree on a program of work has resulted in a prolonged impasse of more than two decades. It is vital that the CD overcome all obstacles before it could fulfill its mandate of negotiating disarmament and non-proliferation instruments. The current global crisis in international peace and security desperately requires a CD that is functioning and effective. To this end, Malaysia will continue to engage constructively with other member states of the conference and support all efforts that contribute towards general and complete disarmament. On that note, we call for all member states to urgently demonstrate greater political will, build trust among one another, as well as exercise utmost flexibility to advance the substantive work of the conference. We hope that the conference could progress in resolving disagreements among its member states towards adopting a balanced and comprehensive program of work for the 2024 session. My delegation underscores that agreeing to our program of work does not prejudge the results of the treaty negotiations in the future. Mr. President, Malaysia further calls for the expansion of the conference membership for a wider engagement within the international community. In this connection, Malaysia commends the conference for accepting the application of 22 non-member states to participate in the work of conference as observers in this session. Malaysia underlines the importance of the principles of inclusivity and multilateralism in the work of the conference. We deeply regret that the application of the State of Palestine to participate as an observer state of the conference for the 2024 session was objected to by some delegation. Malaysia is of the view that the State of Palestine has equal rights to participate in the work of the conference as they are a permanent observer state of the UN and a state party to disarmament agreements, namely the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention, and Chemical Weapons Convention, which were negotiated and adopted by this conference. Mr. President, Malaysia remains a steadfast proponent of nuclear disarmament due to the devastating effects of nuclear weapons, not only on humans, but also on the environment. Today, the efforts of the international community to advance peace and security remain blighted by the unacceptable risk posed by nuclear weapons. Despite the sophistication of all military concepts, doctrines, and policies featuring nuclear weapons, they rest fundamentally on the real threat that such weapons can and will be used. For so long as nuclear weapons exist, the specter of nuclear annihilation will loom over humanity. The fate of the world cannot be allowed to rest precariously on the judicious decision-making of states armed with these abhorrent weapons of mass destruction. The persistence and expansion of nuclear sharing arrangements, premised and false logic of deterrence, is yet another deeply disconcerting trend. Malaysia strongly reaffirms that the total elimination of nuclear weapons is the absolute guarantee against their use or threat of use. If we can eliminate the entire class of biological and chemical weapons through concerted efforts in this conference, I believe that with constructive engagement, political will and flexibility, we will be able to make the much-needed progress on the topic of nuclear disarmament this year and re-energize the CD. In addition, we are hopeful that progress can also be made in the conference on other critical issues, such as negative security assurances, fissile material cut-off treaty, and prevention of an arms race in outer space. Mr. President, to conclude, allow me to reiterate Malaysia's commitment to the conference and that we are ready to work constructively with all member states. Malaysia is hopeful that the conference substantive work will progress in accordance with the agreed agenda for the 2024 session. I look forward to a productive session under your stewardship, Mr. President, and the rest of the presidencies this year. I thank you very much, Mr. President. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.